You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, happy Friday, everybody. I am Glenda Geek coming to you from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Friday, October 31st, episode 3809, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Happy Halloween, horse people.
Well, happy Halloween, everybody. We hope that you have a fun weekend. Are you going out? Are you going to do something? Or?
Well, my brother arrived in town to spend Halloween with Lucas. He loves to have the costumes and the dress up, and so they are thick as thieves, and they go out and trick-or-treat and do all the stuff. So I am also donning a Halloween costume, and you will have to wait to see the pictures.
I don't even know what it is. All right. We'll see the pictures. Well, today we have Auditor Shelley. She's joining us to talk about her trip that she did to Africa, everybody's dream trip, a riding adventure that she did to Africa. And we are going to be doing some really bad ads later in the show, giving away the prize. Also, we have a guest that you set up because we had a listener that asked about PEMF, what you had talked about the other day doing at the stables. And she was thinking about getting one, but she needed more ammunition to convince her hubby. So you have somebody coming on to talk about that, right?
I do. I'm going to have Zoe Cluck. Zoe is a media relations coordinator for Pulse PEMF, and I deal directly with her every day because she's the one that leases Ace. She half leases Ace, and she lives down the street. It's a whole story. But she's going to come on and just answer some of the questions because there's you know what? Like, get the professional to say it. I don't know. I just go, it zaps you and you feel better. So okay. We're going to get an actual proper answer.
Okay, good. And we hope that we can help our listener out there. First of all, before we get started with the main part of the show, I have to say happy anniversary to us all. On November the 1st, which I think is Sunday, right? Or Saturday. November 1st. It's 15 years that we've been doing this show. We started November 1st of 2010, and we always forget our anniversary, but I didn't this year.
I'm so proud of you. You find you 15 forgot, years you? Later, you remember when I don't even know what day it is now.
Yeah, so 15 years on November the 1st. Not too many podcasts can say that. I have some stats here, and then I didn't tell you, but some listeners sent some happy anniversary voicemails to us, so I'll play those. But we have done over 3,800 episodes. We've interviewed about 7,000 guests. I don't know exactly. It's got to be about that many. We've done over 6,000 really bad ads.
Oh, my gosh.
A lot of ads.
That's a lot of really bad ads.
We've given away over $40,000 in prizes over the years. I don't know how many. How many podcasts can say that? Probably none. We lost track of downloads. I wish I knew that number, but we've changed our podcast hosting company several times, and we just lost track of what downloads were what. That doesn't transfer over when you change. And then when I sold the company, we lost it again. So so I don't know. It's in the eight digits.
Dude, nobody's listening. I've told you since the beginning. There's nobody listening.
I will
to this
say
right
I
now.
Know it's 10 million plus. So I know that.
What?
At least. But I don't have any idea.
Now you're making me nervous.
I have no idea what it is over that. And then we've had at least 1,000 Jamie dramas and at least 100 illnesses that I've had.
If you're going to be known for something, do you want it to be drama or illness?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Let's flip a coin on that one.
Lose.
People love your dramas, though. I don't think they love my illnesses, but they love your dramas for some reason. And it doesn't matter what it is. They just love hearing about your nightmares. I did get an email. Most of the time, you're the favorite of the hosts on the show. We've heard that a lot. But I did get an email from a listener overseas, and it came in last night, and she said that I am her favorite podcast host of all the podcasts she listens to. So,
pat yourself on the back.
I won't mention
her
name, but thank you for that. I appreciated that because Jamie always gets a love and I get none. So
I never hear that. You never tell me that.
You said you don't want to hear about that stuff.
Good stuff I'd like to hear. Gosh.
Well, let's hear some of it right now. Here's what Ashley had to say.
This is Ashley in Texas, and I've been listening to Horses in the Morning for at least 14, maybe even 15 years. When I first started, you had to download the episodes to your MP3 player or your iPod. And my favorite thing about the show is the camaraderie between everyone. Listening to all the stories, following everybody's moves and kids and changing farms and changing jobs. Just getting to know the hosts and all the wonderful guests you've had over the years. Thanks. Bye.
If we count the moves between the two of us over the 15 years, it has been a few. So
it's been 15 years.
It's been a few moves, more for us than you. Then Emily had this to say. Now, this one's a tiny bit longer, but it's very heartwarming.
Hit'em, also known as Horses in the Morning. Jamie, Glenn, Jen, where to even start? I think in order to put it into context, I should say that I first started listening to Horses in the Morning when I lived in an old rental farmhouse alone, just my dog and I, and it was cold. I didn't have any central heating or air, and in the wintertime, it was freezing, and so I bundled up, and I worked as a journalist at the time, and I would work while I was freezing and drinking coffee, but I would listen to Horses in the Morning episodes. That was a long time ago. And although I don't have a specific date, it was before I started dating my husband, before I had two kids. I have lived in four homes since that rental. Every part of my life that has changed, Horses in the Morning has been a part of. And I know that could sound a little bit trite in the respect that maybe more dramatic than it needs to be, but it's the truth. It's just been a constant of listening to the episodes, and you guys have been steady Eddies in the podcasting world and in my life, just listening through the years and through all kinds of different life experiences. It's
okay. And then she ran out of time and it cut her off.
My gosh.
It only does 2 minutes on our voicemail line. But isn't that something when you think about it?
That's amazing. I mean, to be honest, I was also that girl living in a place with no heat or air or any of that.
Us too, like, first house.
In Ohio in a basement. I rented a basement.
We all started the same way, it sounds like.
And here we all are. Whew. And if you're not, you will be.
This is last one for today. This is from Kayla.
Happy 15-year anniversary, Horses in the Morning. This is Kayla from Michigan. I've been listening for about 10 years now, and I definitely think that, like, my favorite thing as someone who keeps the horses at home, the stories that Horses in the Morning brings and the information especially is so valuable. I don't have a barn family to be able to talk about horsey things or learn new things from. So having access to that information and that sense of community is world-changing as an equestrian who, again, doesn't have a barn family. So thank you for everything that you offer us.
Thank you, Kayla. Thank you, Emily, and thank you, Ashley, for doing that. Really appreciate it. And thank you to all the listeners, our auditors, our sponsors through the years. We've had a lot of those, too. I lost count of how many of those we've had. Our Tuesday and Thursday hosts who help keep this show going as well. For all these years, we've had so many of those over the years. And the batch we have right now of there are eight different ones that do Tuesdays and Thursdays, we've had most of those for a very long time. So thank you to all of them, too. And above all, thank you, Jamie, for putting up with me for 15 years. I appreciate it.
Oh, buddy. Of course. This is like, again, like listener Emily said, like we've gone through life with each other.
We really have. And we've gone through life with our listeners too, you know,
because
we've known so many of them, especially through the auditor room. That's been going for almost 10 years now. So we've gotten to know all of you, and that's made it special for us. That's what's made it special for us, is getting to know all of you. And then all the other hosts that we become good friends with and, you know, gotten to know and all of that. So so thank you, everybody. And here's to another, well, let's do another year. How about that? We'll commit to another year.
15!
You know, I wish I could commit to 15. I'll be happy to commit to 15. If I'm still here around in 15 years, I'll be happy to do it.
Be like, Glenn, you need to take your medicine.
That's right.
Come on, baby.
Here's the microphone. Start talking. Jamie's there. You can't hear her, but she's there.
Hello.
Turn she's up your hearing aid, Glenn.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Hold on, before we do today's auditor birthdays, let me figure this out quick. We have done 7,800 happy birthdays over the years.
We or you?
I have.
I'm going to go with
you. Deidre, Ryan, Mackenzie.
Jabali.
And Michaela Rose Webb. Happy birthday to all of you.
And we've only had 7,000 complaint emails about people who are emailing you because you forgot their birthday.
Oh, I had one yesterday in my email from Carol, who lives in the UK, and she said, apparently I said, we said the word Derbyshire. I don't know. I don't remember saying that word at all. It's a place in England.
I think it was in Weird News.
Oh, was it? She
Did I say
said
it wrong?
It's Derbyshire. She wanted to correct us on that. So it wasn't me. Oh, I'm so happy.
It was me. It was me.
I am so happy. Take that, Jamie.
All right, my daily Winnie goes out to, oh my God, it's like Super Bowl weekend, and there's just so much going on right now. I can't even keep up with it, but I just want to let you guys know that Sierra Leone is going to defend his title in the Breeders' Cup Classic. So there you go.
That's your pick?
Yeah, I just love him. I just do. And it's Chad Brown trained, and he won last year, and he's a monster. And I just, that would be my choice for the Breeders' Cup Classic this weekend. But good luck to all the Breeders' Cup horses. It's like I said, it's been so crazy. I haven't been able to like keep up with all of it like I typically do. Like usually I know who everybody is and everybody's going. But I've been a little busy with all these racehorses here in Oklahoma. But I'll tell you what. I know all those racehorses in Oklahoma, so my world got smaller, Glenn.
All right, let's hear from Kentucky Performance Products, and then we're heading to Africa.
This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
Have you heard of a yeast called Saccharomyces boulardii? It's a type of probiotic that benefits your horse's digestive tract. Often referred to as S. boulardii, it works in several different ways. One unique property of S. boulardii is that it supports the stimulation of the enzymes found in the intestinal lining. These enzymes help your horse digest starches and sugars in the small intestine. When the sugars and starches are more completely digested, fewer of them escape into the hindgut, where they can ferment and cause imbalances that may lead to colic, diarrhea, and laminitis. Saccharomyces boulardii is found in Nalox Advanced, made by Kentucky Performance Products. Nalox Advanced contains a blend of yeast, fermentation solubles, and stomach buffers. These ingredients work together to maintain your horse's digestive tract in peak condition. Nalox Advanced is recommended for horses of all ages and stages and is fed on a daily basis.
This Nutritional Minute has been brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com.
Well, coming up next, we have an auditor named Shelley who did an amazing trip, and we have her on to talk about it. I think, Shelley, this is every horse person's dream trip.
Oh, my God. I know. Tell me everything.
So, Shelley, where'd you go? What'd you do?
I went to Kenya, and I did a horseback safari in September.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Who did you go with? What did you go with, a group?
Yes, there were 13 of us in the group. Wendy Murdoch was my U.S. contact. But then after we got to Africa, she worked with Safaris Unlimited. Felicia and Gordon Church are the owners of that company. And he's a second generation of doing horseback safaris in Kenya.
Oh, wow. So you how long was it?
I left September 6th and I returned home September 19th. So I was gone 13 days. Of that, 2 days were spent in Nairobi, where we did some sightseeing, and we went to the Karen Blixen Museum. We also went to an elephant preserve where they adopt orphan elephants, and it's called the Sheldrick Wildlife Trust right there in Nairobi. And we did the Nairobi National Park, which you can see skyscrapers of Nairobi right when you're in the park. Then we flew out to the Mara, which is where we did the safari. We got on a 12-passenger plane and flew about 45 minutes. And we flew at 6,000 feet. So as you were getting closer to the Mara, you could look down and you could see from the airplane elephants and giraffe and animals we couldn't quite identify because they were so small. But it was so cool.
Oh, that warmed you up.
Yes.
So how many days did you spend on horseback?
We actually spent 9 days on horseback. We rode 8 days of those. I guess I should say we spent 9 days on the Mara, 8 days of those riding. One day we took a Jeep drive down to the Mara Triangle, which is where the annual wildebeest and zebra and tope migration is. So that day we didn't ride at all because that was a day-long trip. But
How long otherwise, would you we ride rode every day? How many hours?
Well, it varied. It depended. So some days we just rode one day and we might ride as few as 3 hours or so. On the move days, so we actually stayed at three different camps. And so for 3 days, we were at one camp. Then we would ride our horses to the next camp and all the staff would move everything to the next camp so that it was there when we arrived. And so we stayed in three different camps. The longest we rode, I use Equilab tracker on my phone that I remembered like the third day we were riding. And so I set it. And on those move days, we rode about 13 and a half or 14 miles, but we started like at 8:30. We had time in between there for lunch and for a siesta, and we'd ride in camp about 4 or 4:30.
Well, okay. Did you do a lot of riding ahead of time to get prepared for this?
I did, but the problem was I did not ride in the same kind of English saddle that they have. I'm a Western rider, so for one thing, I was kind of nervous about that. But I did buy an English dressage saddle and rode a lot in advance and thought I was prepared. But I don't think anything could have prepared me for those saddles unless I had that same saddle at home.
I'm surprised they don't use Western saddles, actually.
Well, it's, you know, English style riding, and that's the kind they've always used, I guess.
So you were a little sore after 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, actually, the first day we went for a short afternoon ride, the first day we arrived out at the Mara, and it was probably, I don't know, 2.5, maybe 3 hours, all walking, a little bit of trotting. But that night at supper, somebody mentioned how uncomfortable their saddle was. And so they raised hands about who wanted a seat saver for the next day. Everyone's hand went up. So I wasn't the only one.
That's funny. So was it everything you thought it would be?
You know, it was. Every day as I'm sitting in that saddle, I'm thinking, what is a small town girl from Iowa farmland doing here, doing this? It was just amazing. And they treated us so well. We had like 23 crew members for 13 guests. And so everything from they'd wake you up in the morning and bring you coffee in bed if you didn't get out of your cot soon enough, to having a hot shower every day. And the food was amazing. They'd even bring it out to us on move days so that when we stopped for lunch, we sat down to tables and chairs with plates and silverware and glasses and everything. Yeah, not hardly.
All right. Well, tell us about the
animals.
That's
my kind, by
the way. That's my kind, too.
Yes, anybody can. We saw everything. It started at the National Park in Nairobi. And, you know, it's kind of just like being in Yellowstone a little bit, you know, in that concentrated area. We did not see elephants there, but we saw, I think I tried to keep a list because I knew I wouldn't remember. And I counted 17 different species of things. And that was only a couple of birds that we saw included in that. So, but we saw white rhino, and we got to sit and watch a baby rhino and her mama and his mama coming to a water hole that we sat there probably 30 minutes and just watched them. It was so cool. We saw giraffes there. We saw lots of different kind of deer-like things like hartebeest. And that's what I remember the most. We did not see very many elephants there. We saw a lot of ostriches. I'd kind of forgotten ostriches were in Africa. For some reason, I was thinking they were in Australia.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And I saw pictures too. Did you see a tiger or a lion?
We saw lions, yes. Yeah. So there were 11 of us in the group that rode. There were two people who just went and drove in the car vehicles and did what we called game drives. And we could do those as well. So you could opt to ride anytime you wanted to, or you could go out in the vehicles for the game drives. The first day we were there, the group that had gone out for a game drive came back and said, we found a lion. We found lions today. There was an elephant that died of natural causes. They're not quite sure why. But there are lions there. And so that night, the first thing the next morning, everybody got up early and we did a game drive out. And there was a male lion, a lioness, and they think it was one of her cubs. He looked over a year old. He was starting to get the mane in the back. But they were there at that elephant, and only the male could feed. And he did stand up at one point. You saw he'd been in some wars because he was missing most of his tail and he had a noticeable limp. And so we went back to that elephant a couple of different times and saw lions there. Now, the people in the game drive saw lions other times, but I personally didn't, except when we were down at the Mara Triangle riding in the Jeeps. We saw another pride of lions there. But they were pretty far off.
I know you saw a lot of zebras because I have a picture. You posted a picture of that.
Yes. Yeah. So the migration down at the Mara Triangle was amazing. You could see zebra and wildebeest and tapir as far as your eye could look. It was just crazy. They just kept coming. We sat at a road and watched them cross the road in front of us for 10 or 15 minutes. You know, and it just kept coming. We saw lots of elephants there. That's also where we saw the cheetah. Oh. And then there were three cheetahs. Actually, we saw cheetahs there. Then our last camp, there was a mama cheetah and her cub not too far from our camp.
A National Geographic special.
We really were. Our last day we were there, we saw a leopard. She had made a kill and was up in a tree. Again, the people on the game drive, we had guides with us. Besides Felicia and Gordy, they had two guides that work for them in the summer. Louie and Emma were our guides. And the guides, they have park rangers out there, and everybody communicates by radio. So they came back one day from a game drive and said, we found a leopard. And so that night, everybody took our sundowners with us in our Jeeps. And so the sundowners are whatever you want to drink for a cocktail or a pop or whatever. Plus, they have crisps and a tin. So then we went out, we found the leopard, and she was quite a ways away. But they had rangers there making sure you didn't get too close. But you could drive your vehicles up. And if you zoomed in on your camera, you could see her laying on a branch up in the tree. And then the other car told us that in another part of the tree higher up was she had killed a baby impala, Thompson's gazelle, I think is what it was. And that the remains of it were up in the tree. But so that was really one of the coolest things we saw.
Wow, that's just it does sound like a TV show, doesn't it? So were any of the animals bothered by the horses? They pretty much ignore you guys.
Well, they pretty much ignored us, except we kept our distance. The horses were bothered by the animals more than vice versa. So we'd be riding along and Felicia would usually be in the lead. And one time I remember particularly, I saw her horse just make a right turn. And I thought, ooh, that's interesting. And so we all came to a stop. She kind of looked around and there was a hippo in a little mud hole that nobody had seen. Mm-hmm. And her horse had smelled it. And he took a right turn and we all gave that hippo. Any hippos like that, we gave a really wide berth. When there were like three Cape buffalo together, they would be like the bachelors that had been kicked out of the main herd. We gave them wide berth and we didn't ever get very close to elephants on the horses. Now in the vehicles, you could. The animals were very used to all the vehicles. But on the horses, we just stayed away from them pretty much.
What were the horses?
Yeah, I thought you would ask that. So I rode a horse named Flashman. He was a 15-year-old French Arab thoroughbred cross that I think was probably 15 hands, sorrel with a blaze face, really great horse. And he was considered very brave because they tied him the last horse on the picket line at night. At night, all the horses were on a high line and they had a bag of hay next to them, but they also had guards that were with them every night.
I was wondering
night.
About that. Yeah.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Your poor horse was the sacrificial lamb. Like, if you're going to take one, take this one.
He's the oldest. Let's put him at the end. Poor guy. Did you have the same horse every day?
I did. I think they had 15 total horses. And every time we rode, I always had somebody behind me. Flashman liked to just hang out at the back. So I saw the hind end of everybody else. But there was another Percheron. So there were a couple of Percheron crosses. There were some thoroughbreds that were off the Nairobi racetrack that they got. And then some others, I think they call it horses out of South Africa. They say they're really hard to get horses in Kenya. So my horse was raised in Kenya. And so they're used to the animals and things. The other ones they get out of South Africa is they're a little bit less expensive there, but then you have the cost of shipping from South Africa to Kenya. So,
Well, this sounds just amazing. I mean, it just sounds like a long trip too.
It was. Yeah, I was a little unsure about being away from home that long because I don't usually like to be gone that long. But it was wonderful. And there wasn't really one day where I wasn't just thrilled to be there. Now, my luggage didn't arrive quite on time. So that was a little bit of an issue. But I got it before we flew out to the safari.
I was going to say, fortunately, you had those first couple days where you were near the airport anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, would you do it again? Or was this a once-in-a-lifetime, if you could afford it?
It was once-in-a-lifetime for me. If I could afford it and it wasn't so far to go, I'd go back again for sure. It was a wonderful trip. One of the gals on the trip, this was her fourth time to be there.
I know Wendy sets these up and does a good job with it.
She really does a great job. It was just so well organized. And it's my kind of a trip where I sign up and then somebody tells me what to pack, how, you know, when I need to get there, that kind of thing. Yeah. And I show up and then I'm just at their mercy. I show up when I'm supposed to show up. I eat what they put in front of me. And the food was amazing. It was all cooked on a charcoal oven that was about the size of a regular stove, but it just had racks. And they cooked it all in the tent. Everything was solar powered. So there was no electricity of any kind anywhere. And the food was just amazing.
Would Jamie be able to survive? Or
yes, yeah. We had one person in our group who had dietary needs that were special, and they always saw that she had her own food, and I'm sure that she would have no problem.
Yeah, I guess
whatsoever.
With what you're paying, they're going to make sure you're happy.
Right.
Yeah. I love that you classified her as special. It's fine.
Well, she wasn't vegetarian. I can't remember what her thing was because she wasn't gluten-free either. So I don't know what her, but I do know that she always had something that was a little different than was on my plate.
Well, this is fantastic. I mean, what a great experience for you and that you got to do this, even though you weren't riding in the right kind of saddle.
That's right. Yeah, I didn't complain. And by the end of it, I didn't even need my seat saver anymore. So I was in good shape.
Her butt had calluses by that point. So she was good. Is monkey butt powder still a thing?
Yes. Oh, I think so. Yes. I did not. That's not my personal preference, but but it is a thing.
So the one thing that you'll take away from it forever.
Oh, you know, whenever I go, like, it's the people that you meet. Not only my tent mate was from Texas. She was awesome. We had one gal from Canada, but everybody else was all from all over the United States. I hope I become lifetime can keep in touch with some of those people the rest of my life. But then the Kenyans, I've been to Uganda a couple of times, and the Africans are just the sweetest, kindest, most polite, caring people. And besides fleshmen, you know, that'll be the thing that I always remember.
You know, I've been asking that a lot of different people, and I always get the same answer. It's the people. No matter what it is, it's the people, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. And the horses.
Well, Shelley, thank you for sharing your great adventure with us. We really appreciate it. I'll put that picture of, it's you on the horse in front of the zebras that you posted, right?
That's right.
Okay,
yes,
I'll put that one in the show notes.
Yeah, he's trying to eat. Anytime you stop, the horses put their head down to eat. So I'm trying to keep his head up so it'd be in the picture.
And they don't mind that either, do they? Because that's kind of how they eat or keep going during the day.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. That's what they want you to do. They want you to let them eat. And anytime you cross water, let them drink, no matter what it looks like. So,
oh, yeah. God, I'd be so afraid. I'd be like, this water, there's always alligators in that water. Come run.
It was crocodiles there, Jamie. Yeah. But yeah, there were a few cases where there were crocodiles. Yes.
Yes. So you got to see crocodiles too. That's great. That's fun.
Yes. Huh. Yeah. Huge ones.
And it sounds like you hit most of the animals. So,
you know, we did see the big five. So not every trip does. Wendy was having a second group come right after we left. And she said, there were some people who were going to meet those folks because they were staying over an extra day. She said, you can't say what you saw because not everybody gets to see everything.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you're just thinking about the things you didn't see.
Right.
Well, Shelley, thanks a bunch. We appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. I look forward to seeing you on the cruise next year, Glenn.
Oh, that's right. You're going to Alaska with us.
Yeah.
That's right.
She's
so
living
many
it up, man.
There's so
way
many people signed up. I forget who's going.
And Jimmy and Jamie, Oklahoma's not that far from Iowa, so you might be careful. We might stop by and see you sometime on our way down.
Come on down. Let's go. I'll give you the gate code.
She doesn't have any lion, but she could find something for you to look at.
I have a Butters.
That's right. She has a Butters.
That's right.
Thanks, Shelley.
I guess that's what I was going to say is that part of the reason I did this trip was because I had breast cancer in 2018. And at that time, I spent my 60th birthday in the hospital, and I decided at that time I needed to do what I wanted to do. So that was my marching towards death awakening. Woo! Back in 2018.
Well, I mean, you're marching the right way, sister. Way to go.
We'll talk to you later, Shelley.
All right. Bye now.
Want to reach a passionate, engaged audience of horse lovers? The Horse Radio Network, with thousands of listeners worldwide, offers unique sponsorship opportunities to connect your brand with horse owners, riders, and enthusiasts. Over 90% of our listeners have bought a product from a HRN ad in the past year. Partner with HRN and take your brand to the next level. Visit www.horseradionetwork.com/advertise today.
Well, I would like to welcome Zoe Kluck. She's the Corporate Relations Coordinator for Pulse PEMF. And more importantly, she's my friend, you guys. So, Glenn, we were at Kentucky. Then they have the Pulse tent. And I love going in there and sitting down and enjoying the Pulse PEMF that they have. Getting pulsed. And I walked in and we were just chatting and I said, I'm from Oklahoma. And they were like, oh, Zoe's from Oklahoma. And so Zoe comes over and we start talking. Turns out she was born in Atlanta and lives in Oklahoma.
No.
9 minutes from me.
No.
Yep.
So Zoe it's just such a small world. And again, like I said, Glenn, she's the one who polishes her boots and wears the hairnets and makes me look like a hot mess.
She's that one.
Yeah.
I can't help it. I've tried not to, and I just, it's part of me now.
You grew up in Hunters, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Oddly enough, Zoe and I have tracked back to the fact that we grew up going to the same show circuit in Atlanta. Of course, I'm a wee bit older than her. So I'm the OG for the Rolling Hill Saddle Club. Okay. But like,
yep. And, Jamie actually taught my, high school IEA coach.
Wait a minute. She taught your high school coach. Okay, yeah, that doesn't make her feel any younger.
I'm sorry.
I forgot about that. That's right. I did. She was like, "Yeah, oh, I saw you're friends with this person on Facebook." I was like, "Yeah, I taught her lessons." She was like, "She was my instructor." High school.
Today is not being nice to Jamie, even though it's our anniversary. It's take a deep breath.
Zoe, this is our 15-year anniversary for doing this nonsense.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah,
you were like four. But we love you anyway. Now, we actually got you on to not just talk crap about me. We got you on to talk because we had a listener question come in and they asked me to do a short info session on the training, investment, and benefits of PEMF. And I thought I would say something wrong. And so might as well get you on because you know all the things and do all the things. Zoe actually went with me to the track this week to assist in pulsing the racehorses. So she's a fantastic example and a book of knowledge on PEMF. So I'll just like pull the string and let you get going.
Yeah. So pulse PEMF, it's pulsed electromagnetic field therapy. It's similar to like the feeling of a TENS unit as far as what people and horses would feel. But it's basically like a recharge for your cells. So our cells can get depleted in voltage due to disease, stress, anything like that. And the machine basically, it doesn't know where you're depleted, but it kind of senses like feels the electrical imbalance, and then that attracts the energy. So whenever we're pulsing horses and we see certain areas pulsing, it's not necessarily that we're diagnosing or treating anything, but the machine is just attracted to that area because it's low in energy.
So I have a pulse PEMF chair, Glenn, and I hook up my machine to this chair and it will travel to the places in my body that need the pulse. So when I sit down, I mean, it blasts both my shoulders. Like it goes right to my shoulders. For Chad, it goes to his hamstrings. And for Lucas, it goes to his lower back. It's amazing because it.
How long does it? Is it a dumb question to ask how long it lasts? You know what I'm asking?
As far as like longevity of the machine?
The longevity of the treatment. So if it makes Jamie's shoulders feel better, is it a day or 2 days, you know?
So the results are cumulative. So the more you're on it, the better you're going to feel. If you don't pulse for a couple days, you'll definitely feel that decrease in energy. But I typically pulse horses around like 40 to 45 minutes. And then people, I mean, I will set my machine to 90 minutes and just lay on it. And I keep turning it back on because it feels so good. But I mean, we generally recommend an hour three times a week is like what's recommended for people.
Got it.
Yeah. Right. But again, the more you're on it, the better you're going to feel. And once you feel it, you're like, man, I need that.
Yeah. I will tell you, Glenn, that part of the, you know, I had the shoulder surgery and for my right arm, I did not have a pulse machine. And it was a year before, and that's what the doctors told me. It would be a year before I would get full range of motion back after the physical therapy and everything, a year before, and it didn't hurt anymore. And with my left shoulder, I had the exact same surgery done on the opposite side. And once the incisions healed, I started pulsing. And 3 months later, I'm full range of motion.
Huh.
I mean, And it was the same surgery, but I think that I attribute the success of it to the Pulse PEMF and helping my, it finds the inflammation in your body and like,
yep,
exercises it.
Yeah. And I have a similar story with my hips. I was supposed to have surgery end of last year, and I stopped riding actually before I found Jamie. And when she asked me if I wanted to ride Lease Ace, I'm like, I don't know if my hips can take it. Like, let's just do 1 month and see how I feel. And every day after I rode, I would pulse my lower back and hips. And now I'm like, actually, I feel great. Like, I don't feel it very much from riding at all, to where at the end of last year, I wasn't really able to ride that, like, ride without pain anyways.
Let me ask quick. Our one listener wanted, she has to convince her hubby that she wants to get one. She wants to get the machine for her horses.
Yeah.
So help her convince her hubby.
Yeah. So I definitely think he should try it. If you go to pulsepemf.com and go to our map locator, you can find someone that has a pulse machine near you and you can get sessions done. Those are individual.
Have him get it done on him.
Huh. Yep. Have him try it, and then he'll understand what the horses are feeling and what she is feeling as well. But these people on our map locator are individual businesses, so you will probably have to pay. So they're like chiropractor offices, doctors, that kind of thing. But you can go and get a session done and try it, and hopefully he has a experience like myself and Jamie, where you notice a big difference and makes a difference. And I will say, we are currently having a sale going on, 15% off machines, and then 10% off of accessories. That doesn't exclude the Pulse X and EQX, and then our Z-Grav and bed accessories. But that's going on until November 21st. So definitely take advantage of that.
It's like it's free. Okay.
Yep. I'm looking though, and there's a whole bunch of different ones. How do you tell which one? How do I know which one I need to get?
Yeah. So we have a lot of different, the machines for horses are going to be the spark gap machine. So that would be the Pulse X, the EQX one, and then the EQ double X. So they're, it's all the same thing as far as like PEMF. It's just different options of what you can do with that specific machine. So the EQX is just a single accessory port, low to high dial.
That's the one that I have. And yep, by the way, you guys, the ones that you use on horses, also you can use on people. The accessories you can use on horses and people. I mean, I keep some of my human accessories away from the horses because, you know, but all the horse ones, the machine can do both.
Yep. It can do both. So then the one up from that is the EQX one. You can use two accessories at the same time, still a low to high dial. And this one does have a timer on it, which makes it nice when you're pulsing horses. You can watch it as it goes down so that you're, you know, managing your session correctly. And then the one above that is the EQ double X, which is essentially like having two Pulse X's in one machine. There's two accessory ports, two dials. It's like having two machines in one. And those range from $9,900 to I think the top one is $20,200. So a range of price range.
Basically, it's an investment in your health, but also like you can take this, and when you get certified, you can actually take this out and do it on horses. And so you have an income with it as well. Zoe is setting up, because I talk about it so much, Zoe's setting up a website that you can come through me to get the machine. I mean, you go to me and you click on this link and I'll put you in touch with Zoe.
Is there training? What kind of training do you get? Obviously, this is not something you want somebody using without training, right?
So we provide training to all of our owners. It's online. It's called Pulse Certified. They're online videos. And you'll take that. And then we also have two internal support agents, one on the human side, one on the equine side, and they can provide any additional training that you might need, or if you have questions on a specific human or horse issue, you can call them and they'll give you their advice on how to pulse it. And then we also have a Facebook group that you'll get access to once you complete the training, where you can talk with other pulse professionals and get advice from them as well, since a lot of them have been doing it for a very long time.
And obviously, if somebody can't afford it, there's I just looked in Ocala area on your website, and there's a dozen of them, providers. Yes. Here. You can hire somebody to come out and do your horses, or do you, or there's a couple of centers here where you can go in. I mean, I live in Ocala, so you expect there to be a lot, but I'm sure that there's some in every state.
Yeah, and a lot of time, I mean, if your listeners are worried about, like, the big sticker price, we do have in-house financing. And if someone's making a business out of it, sessions generally range from like $80 to $100 per horse or per person. And you can generally make your finance payment plus, like, each month if you were trying to make a business out of it.
That's how I sold it to Chad. I was like, I'm going to become rich. Or I'm going to sit on this thing every single night and pulse myself. So whatever.
One of the two. Well, this is great. I hope we answered some questions for the listeners that were asking about it. And
no, this is not a paid advertisement at all. It's just something I got into and really liked. And I learned about it in Kentucky. And now I have a friend that lives down the street and rides me every afternoon. Yay!
And what's the website?
It's pulsepemf.com.
Pulsepemf.com.
Yep. And Jamie will have a link very shortly. So
okay.
Yeah, she can put that in the notes or wherever.
I just need to get the paperwork together. Believe it or not, Glenn, I'm having a trouble getting paperwork done.
Big surprise there.
Yeah, once we get that, we can get it all set up. But until then, if you just, I guess,
just email
Jamie and she'll forward it to me. If you happen to go on the website, Jamie, is there a code that you want them to like put in, and we can do like an affiliate code?
Can you put a code in yourself?
It'll let you type stuff in. Like, that would just let us know that it came from you. So
I would go with HRN. That's our like standard coupon code for everything.
Okay.
Yep. Very
awesome.
Good.
Yeah. Well, then just have them put that in, or they can reach out directly to me and we'll get them more information.
That's why, Glenn, you contact the corporate relations coordinator, okay?
Thanks, Zoe. We appreciate it.
Of course. You're welcome. Thank you.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It's time for Really Bad Ads, that time of the week when listeners submit ads from Facebook or Craigslist, and we just have a little bit of fun with them. And we give away a prize every month, and the prizes are provided by horselovers.com, home to over 120,000 products for your barn, your horse, and you. You can check them out at horselovers, that's horselovers with a Z, .com. And we're going to give this prize away today. We have the Amigo Close Contact Saddle Pad in the Bramble color, which we determined was green, and in a cob or horse
like an
size.
Olive-y. Yeah.
What's that?
It's like an olive-y kind of color.
Yeah. It's cob and horse size with a matching Amigo ear net. Total package is worth $70. I have a spreadsheet here with everybody that submitted. And Jamie is going to pick a number between 1 and 198.
1.
I was at 198. Let's scroll. Susan Altshuler. Susan Altshuler. Congratulations, Susan. We'll be in touch. And congratulations on winning the Close Contact Saddle Pad. If you ride Western, you have an English friend, it'll be a great Christmas gift. You can give it as a Christmas gift.
Oh, bummer. I thought I was going to get to pick 2, and then I was going to go 198 next, and then you have to scroll.
Sorry, they get the package. It's a package deal. They're
okay,
matching.
Fine. I should have done 188. Good. Anyway.
Well, I'm not sure Susan would agree with you. She's
go for the next one. All right. Well, remember, if you send something in, you are in the drawing, even if it's not used, like Olivia, Paige, Amy, Rebecca, Holly, another Paige, and a Cynthia. And Alicia sent the first one in. So
yeah, she read it too. So she gets extra points.
Hello, this is Alicia Kay. I have a really bad ad for you from Texas Tack Trader English Facebook group. I'll try to do a Texas accent, but it's a little harder to read, so sorry about that. Are you into losers? Do you like dressing up your horse as a loser to cheer on poor choice of football teams? Are you an Eagles fan and you want some fun rival merch to burn? Then this set of Dallas Cowboys polo wraps are for you. These are in excellent condition because I swore I'd only wear them when the Cowboys don't choke. These were a very beloved gift at one time, and then I moved to New England. So now I have to pretend I like the Patriots, or they'll kick me out. I'm at the barn too much for sports antics anyway, and now I'm a Lemieux snob. So these have to find a new horse and rider to get made fun of elsewhere. And it's a beautiful picture of some navy blue or Dallas Cowboys blue and white logo polo wraps if anyone wants them.
Dallas sucks this year, so I imagine you were having to put those on all the time.
Yeah, you can't do that. Now, I would like to remind everybody, if you send it in, you get double the entries for the prizes.
Yes,
and if you send
that.
It in and do an accent other than your own, it's triple the entries because that's just that entertaining to me. Hannah sent the next one in. Oh, dear God. This is from the Arizona Horse Corner Facebook page.
I want this one, by the way.
I had when I lived in Arizona, I was on this Facebook page and I had to leave. However, this one would be worth getting back on for. Okay. It's an ISO ad. ISO driving trainer to train my steer to pull a pioneer style wagon for parades. He rides and moves off pressure exactly like a horse, but I know nothing when it comes to driving or training an animal to cart. Currently, he goes on trail rides, jumps, carries flags, and does parades. Super easy to train, just needs someone to get him there. Oh my God!
This is a well-trained steer.
This is a giant steer that this giant cowboy is riding in a parade down the street, according to the
photos. In a western saddle. And you see the parade. I mean, he's in the parade. There's all kinds of stands set up and everything. I want this cow.
It's like a jersey kind of thing, but like, do you feel like it's abnormally large?
It looks
very
large. Or is
it a tiny human?
Or this is guy's 5 foot tall. I don't know which. I don't know which, but his feet aren't even down below his belly.
No.
I mean,
this is like.
I wonder about a cow's back. You know, are they look a little narrower than a horse's back. I don't know.
I mean, is it a typical saddle? Is it? I have so many questions. So maybe we'll call Kendall and his ad from Arizona Horse Corner and find out more. All right, Heather sent the next one in. It's yours.
Heather sent the next one in. It's Billings Horse Community. Yearling Sorrel Stud Pony Cross. Governor has been haltered a few times. Other than that, he's pretty much a clean slate. He gentles down as soon as you get your hands on him. Has a good mind on him. Be a fun kids project.
Oh! Shut up! I have a question. What is he like if he gentles down as soon as you get your hands on him? What is he like
before
you get your hands on him? And let me tell you, I ain't putting my child near that. Come on, people. Come on. But you know what? Somebody reads that and they're like, well, that's a really good idea. I should get my horse a little baby horse so they can grow together. Shut up. All right.
You okay?
I need less coffee. Eileen sent the next one in, and this is the Virginia and North Carolina Horse something Facebook page. I can't see it's cut off, but you know what? This sounds very Virginia, North Carolina, because here's the name of the horse. Her name is Dixie. Dixie is a really sweet girl. She is an appendix, but there's no, I can't do Southern Belle and no punctuation at the same time.
I think you better just stick with trying to do this ad period because it's like two paragraphs long with no punctuation. And for some reason, they spaced out most of the words an extra space. So it's hard to read. It's like,
Oh my God. Okay. Now I need more coffee.
Okay.
Dixie is a really sweet girl. She is an appendix, but there's no option for that. So I had to put Thoroughbred anyway. She rides decent. There have been youth kids. Take her to small jump shows. I got her because I wanted to try barrel racing her, but she needs a lot to get there. And I just don't have time. But sometimes when trotting, she'll throw a little tantrum, but nothing big. She just swings her butt on out. And I'm not quite sure why she'd be a great restart project, because she'll do anything you ask her. And she's not very spooky. And I mean, she gets a little looky, but nothing bad. Three or best offer.
Okay. So everything she said, she contradicted in the next part of the sentence, not even in a separate sentence. By the way, punctuation counts, because what you said is...
I'm not quite sure why she'd be a great restart project.
Punctuation counts.
Punctuation matters, people.
She's not spooky, but a little looky.
I mean, she'll spook a little bit, and she's real good, but I mean, she will like throw her butt out and buck you off. But I mean, she's been to small shows, but she's not good at it. And no. I want a barrel race, but she can't do that neither. Oh, my God.
They went $3,000 for this horse. Okay. Amanda sent this one in. I've owned and loved a few Steubens. Oh, this is what Amanda said. I've owned and loved a few Steubens, and I will attest that they are nearly indestructible. Jennifer has two. It was our favorite saddle to sell when we had our business. 17-inch Steuben Siegfried, $575 in East Berlin, Pennsylvania. Ever buy a saddle with a nuclear apocalypse guarantee? That's right. I'm guaranteeing that this 17-inch Steuben Siegfried saddle will outlive you in the event of an atomic explosion. Warranty does not extend to zombie attacks or the second coming of Jesus. Even Steubens have their limits. Let's be honest. When the power grid is knocked out, you're not going to want to ride in your fragile calfskin Antares to go loot cities. You'll want a saddle with a large, secure knee and thigh roll, strong, hard-wearing, radiation-resistant, probably leather with grip, and deep seat to keep you in the tack while you fight off aggressive foes trying to steal your canned rations. No apocalypse? This will still make a great saddle for simpler tasks like riding lessons, fox hunting, and other boring, frivolous activities. We'll include free nationwide shipping, $575. I got to say, that's a good price for the saddle.
Really, I mean, with all those guarantees.
It's well written, not guaranteed for zombies.
I will tell you though, if you have horses and the apocalypse happens, you got to protect your horses,
because yes,
people are going to come try to eat them.
They're
so I don't
hungry.
Think I'm gonna ride around in any Steuben and fight. You know what? Just take me in the first go.
That's like, what I figure. I don't want to be around for that second part.
I'm gonna walk outside and be like, "Just take me, Jesus."
I see all of these, you know, after the apocalypse movies, and I'm going, I would have preferred to just died. Thank you very much.
Yeah. You know what? I don't want to fight for survival.
No.
I'm not built for that. Just take me in the first little like go round, and I'll hug my family and my puppies, and we'll all just sit and watch it coming down.
Yeah, I don't want to be in one of those machines driving across the desert with that particular group. No, thank you.
No. And I don't want to fight the cold that an apocalypse brings. There will be no summer. Winter is long.
Yes.
Winter is here.
Yeah. Yes, I don't want to become a vegetarian, so there's that, you know, so.
I don't want to become a carnivore.
I know,
so
see,
that.
That's why we have to go in the first round.
Let's
We're too
go.
Picky.
I'm sorry, I can't eat that, but there's no food. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I just have
a principles.
Vegetarian. Glenn's like, I don't eat gluten. Sorry. We are destined
to die. Hi, Jamie and Glenn.
Die.
It's Lori in Michigan. And I've got something for really bad ads. It's more funny than bad. It's from the People's Exchange, which is kind of a Amish classified ads for our area. It's a six-year-old black, 56-inch gelding. He's very well broke. He's been to church, Aldi's, and Walmart. And that's it. Have a good day. Bye.
I can honestly say I do not have a horse that's been to Aldi or Walmart.
You know what is funny is I was looking for one that had, so give me this person's phone number.
You got it. It's right there. It's been all of them.
It's what I've been looking for.
Thank you, Laurie.
And Laura sent the next one in, and this is our trailer of the week. The title is Older. Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. Four horse straight load trailer, $1,500. Older four horse straight load trailer needs work.
No.
Needs new floors, tires, and cosmetic repair. Bones are good and would make a great project. If anybody sells you something and they say it will make a great project, horse or trailer, just run away.
Yes.
Was intended to convert into a duck blind, but the project didn't get completed.
All they would have had to do is convert it to a duck blind is cut a hole in the side.
It's like one of those, there's slats in the top. They could have just parked that in
That's
the
right.
field.
Put the gun leading it right on one of the slats. But perfect.
It's perfect for a duck blind. You know what? If you're looking for a duck blind, this is what
you want, because it is nothing but rust. I think what they did is it was brown at one, or I don't even think it was brown at one time. I think it was a different color, and it's just brown now.
Rust. It's all rusted, it's like the perfect camouflage.
There's not even rubber on the tires. The wheels are sitting on the ground. When somebody says to you it would make a great project, it means that it was too much project for them, and it's probably too much project for you.
Yeah, so, never mind. Don't do it.
Yeah.
And $1,500, good God.
I would rather survive the apocalypse and eat vegetables than take this
you
on.
You could survive the apocalypse and if you ran this thing.
Oh, it's probably radiation resistant.
I heard that. At least your wife thinks you're funny.
Faye sent this one in. Looking for a cheap horse. I am ISO of a cheap horse. Rescue! !! Whatever! !! I have $300 I have saved for a horse! !! Young horse only! !! I have an old pony that I love to bits, but she is too old to ride, and that's why I need a new one! !!
You know what? Hold on. There's a yearling stud colt.
Yeah, but it was more than $300.
Oh, that was $700. Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry. Save some more money till you get the $700. And then you can get a yearling stud colt. It's perfect.
Yeah. I mean, yearling stud colts for everybody. Eric sent the next one in, and this is from the Facebook page Wilmington Equestrians.
I really want
that cow. Yeah. Keep dreaming. Wilmington Equestrians. Is that in Delaware?
Yeah, I would guess. There's a Wilmington in Ohio, I think, too. I don't know.
Who cares? If you're looking for a horse that will happily babysit feral toddlers and their crinkly chip bag or recrat that picture of snowman with all of Harry Delayer's kids on his back, Wanda is your gal. Wow, that was a whole lot.
That's a lot in one sentence.
That's a whole lot of sentence. Wanda is made for feed, not speed.
We need a t-shirt with that on it.
7,000 ads. That's going to be a t-shirt. Our feral toddlers have long since turned into financially dependent college students, and she's looking for a part-time job to supplement her retirement. No aspiring barrel racers, please. Oh, sweet Wanda.
Oh, she is cute, though. I got to give her that. Wanda is cute.
Bless her heart.
The horses were very upset this morning when Jennifer went outside. It's cooler, first of all. We were in the 40s this morning for the first time, and she heard the pack of coyotes in the woods next door.
Ooh.
And that got the horses going.
Yeah.
They were all a little upset with that one.
The last one.
Yeah, you found this one.
I did, because, you know, there's always there's just always stuff that surprises me. And this is from the Horses for Sale in Oklahoma page, which is a plethora of fantastic opportunities for bad ad prizes because it's constant. But this was a first. And the ad is, got 10 goats and like 4 pregnant ones. I'd trade for a horse. I'm going to go with no on that one. Yeah.
How many little goats do goats have? Do they have one goat or do they have multiple?
They
goats?
Have sometimes two, sometimes two. And I'm assuming they can have three.
So you can have 20 goats by the time you're done for a horse. Well,
you could trade that one horse of yours for 18 goats.
The stud horse. We could trade that $700 stud horse for 18 goats.
We are making money. We should go into business.
We should be brokers. I feel like after doing, how many of these ads did I say we've done? 7,000? I think after doing 7,000 of these ads, we probably could have made a fortune and retired by now if we had been brokers.
Well, you know what? The thing after 7,000, we still see new things.
It's true.
I've never seen a saddle survive the apocalypse.
Yeah.
And I've also never seen the, my horse is built for feed, not speed.
Oh, that's perfect. We need a t-shirt with that.
Love it.
With the picture of Scooter from the front. Ashley, could you get that done? Take care of that.
Ashley, come on.
Because neither one of us are going.
All right, everybody. Happy Halloween. Yes, Thank you for making some calls. I can't believe 15 years, and I'm still like excited to wake up every morning and talk with you, Glenn, and share all my, like I said, it's therapy. Like, this is therapy for me. So I appreciate you guys all listening and commiserating. That's what makes me feel more normal, is when I say something and y'all are like, that happened to me, or that could happen to me.
Or that, you know, there are a lot of times that we say, if that happened to you, let us know, and we don't hear anything.
That's true. Mm. We do get a lot of those.
There's a lot of silence sometimes, and I'm going, oh, I guess Crickets. We were the only ones with that problem.
Yep. Well, no, y'all, thanks for listening.
Happy anniversary,
all this
everybody.
Time. Yeah, happy anniversary, Galleon. Spay, neuter, gal, everybody.